We are doing those minutes. And the Midrash says that when Shaul was going to war, Shaul had sinned and God wouldn't appear to him. He tried asking through the high priest, through the Kohen Gadol, and through the prophets, and nothing worked. And Shaul was very scared of the war he was about to face. So he went to Baal HaSov, a woman who could resurrect the dead. And he asked her to bring back Shmuel from the dead. And he asked Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "You have two choices. If you go to war, tomorrow you and your children are with me. God will forgive you. You will die at war with your children, but God will forgive you for your sins, and you're up with me in heaven. But you have sinned, and you should be embarrassed for what you've done wrong," and Shmuel was. And Shmuel told him, "Shaul, if you go to war, you're a dead man. You and your kids are dead." Shaul heard this. Shaul had been fasting all day. Shaul was worn thin when he heard that. The Midrash says Shaul had just heard from Shmuel that he could go to war tomorrow and die, but he'll merit the world to come. So Shaul was very pious. Shaul went to war and died and merited the world to come. But Shaul erred, says the Midrash, because when Shaul heard from the prophet, "Tomorrow you will die," Shaul understood, it's over. And he did not pray. Chazal tell us, why did Shaul die? Because Shaul did not pray. The fact that the prophet told him, "You're a dead man," is irrelevant. Shaul could have prayed and changed the decree in heaven. Shaul should not have said, "Well, the prophet said, so I'm a dead man." David left a tradition with his offspring that even when the sword, the guillotine, is down by your neck, you could still pray and change it. And that's why when David's great-great-grandson Chizkiyahu was told by the prophet, "It's time to tell your family what to do because it's over. God has said you're dying and you have an illness that no one's ever been cured from," Chizkiyahu said, "Prophet, my cousin Yeshaya, have you finished talking? Good, now I have to pray to God." Because he had that tradition that you never give up. Had Shaul prayed, Shaul would not have died, even though the prophet told him.